Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. The House Finance Committee will meet this afternoon to review attempts to rein in spending at several Rhode Island agencies. Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis has details.
Spending above budgeted amounts has been an issue in some different state departments in recent years. The agencies in question include the State Department of Corrections and the Department of Behavioral Health Care, Developmental Disabilities, and Hospitals. The heads of those two departments have in the past attributed the higher-than-expected spending to overtime and other unpredictable expenses. The Finance Committee is slated to review action plans for agencies projecting spending above amounts authorized in the current fiscal year. This comes as Rhode Island faces an estimated $110 million deficit for the fiscal year starting July 1st. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Cranston Mayor Alan Fung has ordered an investigation into allegations that the police department used its power to retaliate against two city councilors who voted against a police contract. Councilors Paul Arquetto and Steven Steiko say their wards were papered with parking tickets the day after the vote in mid-November. Arquetto's ward got 62 tickets in a single day, more than the entire city of Cranston typically gets in a month. Fung has ordered an internal police investigation.
If these allegations turn out to be true, I want all of Cranston and all the people of Rhode Island to know that, you know, it's not any type of conduct that we condone, these intimidative practices, if that's what in fact happened.
Fung, who's running for governor as a Republican, says he has complete confidence that the police department can impartially investigate allegations against itself. The false alarm at Harvard University that led to an hours-long search for explosives appears to be the work of a stressed-out student. Authorities say they're suing student Eldo Kim for allegedly sending emails to campus police and university officials threatening that bombs would go off in several buildings on Harvard Yard. Federal prosecutors say Kim was trying to avoid taking a final exam that had been scheduled for Monday morning. The email threat forced Harvard officials to evacuate four buildings and reschedule some final exams. Former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez has been sued for wrongful death by the family of a Boston man he's accused of killing. The Fall River Herald News reports the lawsuit was filed this week in New Bedford. Hernandez has pleaded not guilty to murder in the June shooting death of Odin Lloyd, a 27-year-old semi-professional football player. The court filing says unspecified damages probably exceed the value of Hernandez's $1.25 million home and seeks a real estate attachment up to $5 million. The family is also seeking a court order to keep the Patriots from paying Hernandez more than $3 million that it believes he's owed from his contract. And a New Haven man who's wanted for a fatal shooting outside a Providence nightclub is under arrest in Connecticut. 20-year-old Jason King Jr. is charged with being a fugitive from justice from Providence. The two states will arrange extradition for King. Authorities say King is the suspect in the November shooting death of 28-year-old Louis Aquino outside the former Club Mango.